Kiman Ozlo Hosh Matato the Rav. The Khura, who does Rav go like? That Rav says you have to say that you want her to use the money and eat with it to buy food. That's the only time it's good. His command has lost matter to the Rav. The Chura Rabbi Meir. The Chura goes like Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yoma Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. That usually the klal is Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. Whatever is in the Yad of the Isha automatically goes to the Yad of the Baal. So the Rav says the Yoma Perakam of the Kedushin. Kavi Yevet Kenan is Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi Dami. What in Yad Isha? That the Yad Kiyad Baila. That whatever you give to your wife is automatically given over to the husband. So therefore, you can't stand give her money that she can do whatever she wants with it, because whatever she does with the money automatically will go back to the husband. Therefore, Rav says the only answer is that she has to take the money and buy food with it, and she eats it. If she eats the food, that's called she's having enjoyment from the money and not her husband. Why? Because Rav holds otherwise, the klal is Yad Isha, the hand of your wife, is Kiyad Baima. And this the Gemara says in Raminu, if that's the pshat, in Rav, have a kasha. There's a Mishnah in Erevin that says, Ketzad mishtats from the Movi. Hanilcha Shabbos, if you want to be able to carry out from a Movi, like a private street, you want to be able to carry from your house, from your chutzor, into the private street, so you have to make a shtufim voice. That everybody gets together, like it all belongs to one person, and therefore you let it carry out from your house into the Movi. But the Ran says, Movi means, Shechatzeres psuchas atoichai. And usually there's a house, then there's a yard in front of the house, and then the yard opens up into the street. So Chalachas Gachas Aseres Loitzi Kelim Sheshiftai B'movi Derech HaChotzer. You can't carry a keli from a movi into a chotzer until they make a shtufim of voice. Now how do they make a shtufim of voice? How do they make it all like one big reshus? Ketzad Mishtafim B'movi. So it says Meniyach Es HaChovis. You have to put down the barrel of wine. The Ran says Shoyayin Sheyakil Mishutfim Boi. They all like put the wine together in one barrel, so it's like they all own it together. That's the way you make a shtufim voice. For Yemen, you have to say Harezel lechol b'nei Movi, that this wine like belongs to everybody in the Movi. So everybody's being mishtatav, everybody's giving something in the Movi, in the shtufay, in this erev. And the owner that owns the wine, he could be mezakeh, let his Eved Ivri, or let his Shivcha pick up the wine, and then mezakeh the wine for everybody in the Movi. Hu adin v'yidei b'no yubit yagrelim. If he has an older son or an older daughter also, he could tell them to pick up this barrel of wine, and they're kind of this wine for everybody in the Movi. V'yidei yishtoi. The husband could also tell his wife, listen, I want you to pick up this barrel of wine, like you be kind of the wine, and you have das to be mezakeh to everybody else in the Movi. Because shtufa mevois means everybody like gives a portion of wine, they put it together in one chutzer, and it's like everybody's living over there, it's only like one owner, so if one person owns everything, then you're allowed to carry out from one rishus to another rishus. So that's the eitzah over here. You can either give it to your avodim ivrim, or else your older children, or else your own wife. But a husband to give the Erev to his wife, that his wife has the right to be mezakrit to other people. Now the question is, V'yam ritkona yasain baila, if you want to tell me that the Yad Isha is kiyad baila, that whatever is in the wife's hand, it's like in the husband's hand, so then when the husband owns the wine, and he wants to be mezakrit this wine to other people, he can't give it to his wife to be mezakeh, because it never left his rishus. The lochu is something you own. You can't stand say, I'm mezakeh to other people. You can't stand give it over to somebody else. Somebody else has to do a ma'aseh kinyan. Either the person you want to give it to, he has the right to come and make the ma'aseh kinyan, or else you can call in a third party, tell this third person to make a ma'aseh kinyan, when he's kind of the svar is migu, the zochel nafshei, zochel acherim. Since he could, if he wants to, could get it for himself, so therefore he has the right to take it away for somebody else also. But the question is, how could you tell your wife to do that, if when it goes into your wife's hands, it's like back in your hands again, so it never left the owner's hands, it never left the Baalim's hand. So just like the owner, the Baal himself, can't be mezakeh this to other people, the Chura's wife should also not be able to. So Kasha and Rav, the Chura here from the Smishta, Mavois, of Shtufim Mavois, this Erev here, we see you don't say Yad Ishik Yad Vaila. Slasha, V'yarmad, if you want to tell me now, Kono Yasin Vaila, that whatever's in the wife's hands is like in the husband's hand, he's kinder it. If so, Erev, Loinofik Meshusa the Baal, the Erev did not go out of the Meshusa the Baal, so how could there be such a Mazaka? How could he be Mazaka with Lacherim? Usually the case when you want to be Mazaka, what you own, you want to give away to somebody else, somebody else has to make the Maisa Kinyan. You can't pick it up for somebody else. So how could you let your wife pick it up and be kind for other people if your wife's hand is like your hand? So what's the question around? Here you see, the wife's hand is not like your hand. But the Rav says, the chivon, the ein yad liisha, since your wife doesn't have her own hand, the loy baila without a husband, adayin achavis b'shusai, the barrel is still in the shus of the husband, for loy zocha bot b'nei ha-movi, and the other people in the movi are not kinder it. So then why does this shit, why does this Arab help? So my answer oh my Rava, Rava answers, af agav di yom Rabbi Meir, yad isha, ki yad baila, even though kol ha-tayra, usually, by Kedushin Bad Alochis, we hold that the hand of your wife is considered like the husband himself. Whatever the wife owns is still belonging to the husband, Yad Ishik Yad Bailam. But Rmeida Rabbi Meir Linya Shituf. Rabbi Meir agrees by this halach of Erev, of Eruvay Mavois. When you want to make an Erev to be able to carry in the Movi itself from one chatzah, from one courtyard to another courtyard, here he agrees that you do not say Yad Ishik Yad Baila. You do not say your wife's hands is like the husband. Why? The chivon l'schusta l'acherim hu, v'yad baila zachya. So since what she's doing is a schus for everybody else, like it's only something good for everybody to be able to get this Erev, so therefore the wife could also do it. So it sounds like this. Moedi Rabbi Meir Linyan Shituf, the chivon l'schusta l'acherim hu, Kivon de nofik miad baila zachya. Tanihi di yama Rav Meir di ein kinyan liisha b'lay baila. Even though usually Rav Meir says, this is the first one of the big lines. Even though usually Rav Meir says di ein kinyan liisha b'lay baila, a wife cannot have anything without a husband. Hani mili heicha di yoyiv lo achar matana. That's only if somebody else gives your wife a present, it goes automatically to the husband. Avo moidu, but Rav Meir agrees de baal shenosan matana liishtoi. That if the husband gives a present to his wife, konso, then your wife could be kind of the present. V'yena ba'alaycha peris, and the husband does not get peris from it. K'yarmina peracheska sabatim. F'lo yishmila l'rav meya, the polik b'ho, hilka hachinami, kivon de baal, mikomokam hokamapik le'em reshusei, afo pi shena noisen lo mamish el lischa sesacherim, moedit ezachya, keni rebeinai. In other words, Rav Meir agrees that if the husband himself gives a present to his wife, then his wife could get it. It's only Yad Ishik Yad Baila means if somebody else gives your wife a present, it automatically goes back to the husband. But if it starts out by the husband, and he himself gives his wife a present, that's called a good present, that the wife owns it. That could go out of the reshus of the husband. See here also, since the husband himself has taken this barrel of wine, and he wants to take it out of his reshus, and give it away to other people, and the only way he could be mezakeh to other people is through his wife. That's the way he wants to do it. So when he gives it over to his wife could be kind of the wine. Here is no chesaron from Yad Ishik Yad Baila, because it's not something that's coming into the reshus of the baal, but the opposite. The husband already has this wine, and now he wants to take it out of his reshus. He wants other people to have it. So he's giving it to his wife to be mezakeh to other people. So then taka, the wife really could have it, and therefore here, by Shtufa Mevoyis, she could do this. She could be Zaycha for everybody else in the Mavli, the wine. That's Rava's Teretz. On my Rava, Afagad Emra Meir Yadishik Yad Baila, Moedi Rabbi Meir Linyin Shituf, Techivin Leschus Lacherimu, she's getting it now to give it away, Miyad Baila Zachya, that then her wife could be Zaycha from her husband. This the Gemara says, Eitzvei Revin L'Ravashi. So the Ran says, Lav la suf, Lav la suvei the Rava. It's not really coming to the Kashan Rava here. The Beloi Rava Nami Kashan Mastis Nadodi. Elimitchi Perkin the Rava Oslamirmi Mastis Nadodi. It just means we'll ask a steer here. We have a steer in Brises. So yes, like this. Eisvei Ravin le Rav Ashi. Ravin has a kasha to Rav Ashi. It says, Eilu shezochel hen ayidei binoi ulbitei hagdeilim. These are the things that you could be mezakra to other people through your oldest son, your older daughter. The avdoi v'shifchos ha-yivrim. If you have an Eved Ivri or a Shivcha Miznom Avriya, you could be mezakra to other people through them. The Eilu, these are cases, Shein Zakoyim Lehem Ayidei Benoi The Eilu Shein Zakoyim Hen, and these are the people that you cannot be mezakra through them to other people. Who can't you do it with? Ayidei Benoi Ubiti Aksanim. If you have your young children, the young children, their Ksanim still like you, you can't give it away through them. The avdai v'shivchos ha'knanim, and Eved Knani, a shivcha Knanis also, you can't give it away through them. They're not in the pasha of Tchiyah yet. Since they're not a Yisroel Gomer, they don't have the pasha of Tchiyah. The yishtoi, and here the brisa says clearly, even your own wife. So here this brisa is for care from the Mishnah Nevin. Here the brisa says, if you want to give away something to other people, you cannot give it to your wife to be mezakra to other people. So you see, your wife is no good. So it's a stira. Before the Mishnah Nervin said yes, if the husband owns the whole barrel of wine, and now he wants to be mezakra to everybody else in the mavui, he can be mezakra to other people through his wife. And the other bryce says he can't do it through your wife. So where's the stira? So the Moran says, Elo Amar of Asher, Asher answers like this. Mas nisin the Mishnah Nervin, v'shiesh l'chotzer v'yoysa mavui askinen. We're talking about where your wife owns a chotzer, owns a courtyard in this street. Your wife owns her own house like over there. So then the svar is, Temigul de zachil anafsho, zachil achrini. Since your wife, she also has to have a portion of the wine, because she also owns a chotzer in this movi. So the way you make a shtufe mavoyis, an erev by the mavoyis is, everybody in the movi has to own a part of this wine. Like it has to be considered, every one of them is giving some of the wine. So therefore, since your wife owns the chatzar in this mavi, so therefore, when you give her the wine to be mezaka to other people, here it's good. Because it's a new svara of migu de zochel anafshei, zochel achrini. Since she can be zecher for herself, the fact she can take it for herself, that's why she can give it away to other people also. And the Ran says, Elo Amar Rav Ashi.
All right, turn over.
The Elom Rav Ashi, Ki Ketoni Mezak Lemay De Ishtoi Davche B'Sheish Lachot Sabiyes Mavi, where your wife also owns a courtyard in this street. How is it a case that she got a Yerusha? V'Yoydarusa, when she only was married without Nisuyin, so she keeps it. V'Kosav Lo V'Yoydarusa Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechsecha, and the husband wrote to a guarantee he's not going to take away his her property. V'Chiyagav Namahanya. So we're talking about that your wife owns a courtyard, a chutzur in this block. And therefore, the svari is, since she has the right to be zocher in this wine for her own chutzur, la'ate chatzera is divabal shenosa maton liishtoi. After the Ramea moided yeshlo yad, when the husband gives her something for herself. Then, like we said before, Rabbi May agrees she has a yad to get it. Here also, since the husband could give it to her for her own use, she's kinder it. Therefore, the svari is migu that she's zeicher for herself. Who are then? Because she can be zeicher for other people also. So then the run goes to Sharla Harui Paskin like that. Once some shita sold the Paskin like Shmuel. That Shmuel Saga says Yadisha, Yadisha is not kiyad baila. So to Mishnah. The Pasuk says, V'neder almono ugrusha yokum olei. That if a lady that's an almona, she has no husband, or else she's a grusha, so then if she makes the neder is a good neder. There's no husband to be made for the nedarim. So any neder she makes then is a good neder. Ketzad. Omro, she says, Harenin is zero liachas leishim yoim. Ava pisha nistas v'teich lamed yoim. Even though she gets married to another husband within 30 days, and the Yochel HaHofer, the new husband can't be made for it. Because at the time when she made the neder, she was a Gerusha, or she wasn't an Amona, so therefore no husband can be made for these nedarim. What about Nodro Vibra Shus HaBal? Let's say she made a neder and she was still married. Meifolo. Then the husband could be meifol in the darim. Ketzad, what's the case? Omro, she says, Harena nizivu lachad lamit. She makes a neder that within that at the end of 30 days, she wants to become a nizira. Afopishanis almano, or nizgasha b'tech lamit, even though she became an almano, or else she got a get tech lamit, hare ze mufur. The afora still helps, as if when the husband heard about the neder, he said mufur before. So even though the neder is first supposed to take place 30 days later, and later after these 30 days, she's not married anymore, but so what? Since when the husband heard about it, at that time they were still married, so the husband has a right to be made for that neder. Nodru aboy b'yom, let's say she makes a neder today, for this garsh aboy b'yom, and she received the get today, herzir aboy b'yom, then he remarried her again, is any yachal offer, then the husband can't be made for that neder. Zeh aklav, this is the klav, kol she yotzlu shesatzma shachas, once there was one time, one second, that she was free in her own rishus, is any yachal offer, then the husband can't be made for that neder anymore. So again, when she made the neder in the morning, they were married. And the husband heard about it. And then in the middle of the day, he gave her a get. So even though later, 2 hours later, he remarries her again, now we cannot be made for that neder anymore. Because since the 2 hours in between, when she was in the gereshus, at that time, she was in her own rishus, she had nothing to do with the husband anymore. So since she went out of the husband's rishus, even for 1 second, then the husband cannot be made for the nether anymore. Therefore, this nether has no hafar. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off pei ches on the base by the Mishnah. We'll say the Mishnah over again. The pasuk says, "V'neder almono ugrusha yokam alei." If an isha, that's an amona, she lost a husband, Rosha became a grusha, if she makes a neder, yokum alei, the neder stays with her. In other words, she has no husband, and she has no, the father can't do it anymore, so there's nobody to be made for the neder stays, unless she goes to a regular chacham to be mata the neder. Ketzad, what's shan this posik? The chiddush is, let's say, omro, she says, harein in nizira liachash leishem yoyim. She says right now that she wants to become a nazira after 30 days. Now, even though she gets married during these 30 days, and when the nazira says chal, when the chalois comes in 30 days, she's already married then, she has a husband, still ain't a yochel offer. The husband has no right to be made for that neder. Why? Because Tal Mishnah holds, you go bosa b'shas amira, at the time when she made the neder. When she made the neder, she was still an amona. She lost her first husband. She doesn't have a husband now. So at the time when she made the neder, she did not have a husband. Therefore, even though she gets married 10 days later, and the nazira says first chal in another 20 days, so what? The husband then cannot be mater the nazira, because she made the neder before she was married.